Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Tonight is the first night of the 5th Annual Duluth Superior Film Festival. It all kicks off at Clyde Ironworks in West Duluth, showing the film Expedition to the End of the World. It's in the main room, followed by the annual kickoff party. The festival shows over 20 local, national, and international films and runs through Sunday. Most of the films are showing at Cinema 2 or Teatro Zuccone down on Superior Street. Today, Letitia Rice, the Film Festival Volunteer Coordinator, joins us to talk about the festival. Tell us about the films and the guests, because one of the things that's fun about the Duluth Film Festival is that guests come along with the films.
This year, we're really excited to have Patty Duke come as a special guest, and she'd filmed You Like My Mother in the 70s at the Glen Sheen Mansion. So she's excited to be back to town. And her son, Mackenzie Austin, who is the star of Iron Will, he was our guest last year, will be back again this year as a juror. We have a handful of films in competition, and we just have a couple of jurors in town that pick what they like best, kind of do a little voting thing and decide which film is the winner.
So the festival is happening. Where are the films showing?
We open at Clyde Ironworks on Wednesday, and then everything's going to be pretty much concentrated down at Cinema and Teatro downtown. And then we have an event at Prove Gallery. We're doing short films and music videos. We are premiering a Trampled by Turtles music video.
So the films, they're really a combination of like festival films and local connections.
Right. I think we really dug into the community this year and also looked at films that kind of just relate to the culture in Duluth. Our opening night film is about tall ships and cold places, and I think we're kind of used to both of those things around here. So
talk about opening night of the festival.
It's usually pretty full. Lots of people come. The venue is really cool. It's just a big, huge room. The screen's way up high. It feels really special. And we have a giant party. There's food and drinks and music, and pretty much everyone sticks around and, you know, rubs elbows and gets to know each other, because we're all going to be spending a lot of time together for the next couple of days. Filmgoers in town tend to come out to that one and the rest of the festival. So it's a really fun night to just see how things are going to go for the rest of the week.
Talk about going to a film festival, because film festival still feels new to the community. And what happens after a few days of watching movies?
I think it can be a little daunting if you've never done it before, feeling like you need to commit to many hours of film watching. But I think this year being free will make things a little bit easier on people. You don't feel like you have to commit to all of the films. You kind of start to get swept up in it. I think the magic starts to happen more once you get used to watching. It's kind of like getting stuck in a book. You want to see more. You want more of the fantasy worlds or more of the learning or whatever's happening in the film you're seeing. And you kind of become comfortable in your theater seat. And you feel at home and you kind of just want to be entertained. I think my first film festival, I'm a very impatient film watcher, so I was worried I'd be sitting seeing things I didn't want to see. But films at festivals are carefully selected and kind of aired at the times where we know certain people will want to see certain things. So you won't really miss anything if you're going to something that interests you. And the next film after will probably interest you also. It's designed to keep people there. So it's a good way to dip your toes in the water, especially this year.
Do you have a favorite pick of films this year?
I'm excited to see the film Cult. It's a locally filmed movie and it's happening Thursday evening.
And what do we expect from Patty Duke coming to town?
She'll be in town, I believe, through most of the festival, so she'll just be kind of around. But the Patty Duke film is Sunday, so I mean, that should be a really exciting day for everyone. Again, it's free and she'll be there.
So the film festival is 5 days. Is there a best day?
No. Every day is the best day.
The Duluth Superior Film Festival is free and open to the public. Find links to the film schedule at KUMD.org under Radio Gallery. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen and Molly Strife. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. Listen to this episode again at KUMD.org. Just click on Arts. And if you appreciate the arts coverage this program brings to the Northland, send your comments to kumd@kumd.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.